It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and we start a brand new series today. You know, for years, I have always been fascinated with how many verses are in the Bible that use the phrase, in Him. They speak about us being baptized into the body of Christ, which happens at the moment of conversion. And I finally wrote a book about the in Him promises in God's Word. And this week on Fresh Oil, all week long, we're going to study about those verses in Him. Now, if you've been hungry for something deeper in your walk with Christ, if you've been longing for assurance in your walk with God, if you've been tired of striving and just wondering, does God really love me? Or did God really choose me? And is my life secure in Him? These next few days are designed just for you. We're going to discover together what it truly means to live, to move, and to have our being in Christ Jesus. And today we begin with this powerful truth. You were chosen and called in Him. Let's open up with the Word of God. This is what it says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, our theme verse for today. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now pause and let that sink in today. Before the foundations of the world. Man, that's before Genesis 1:1. Before God ever said, let there be light, He already had you in His mind. That means you were not an accident, friend. You were not some afterthought. You're not here by random choice. You're here today because before time began, God in His love chose you in Christ. I want you to imagine something. Picture the halls of eternity before there was time, before Adam and Eve, before creation, and in the timeless council of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Friend, that means your salvation is older than you are. Your adoption into the family of God was older than your rebellion. Your redemption is older than your brokenness. See, because God knows the end from the beginning. Let's talk about some biblical examples of being chosen. Let's take a walk through Scripture because the Bible is filled with this theme. Look at the children of Israel. God said to Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 and 7, He said, "The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be His people, His treasured possession. The Lord did not set His affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you." What a great reason for God to choose you, because He loved you. Did you catch that? Not because you were impressive, Israel. Not because they were mighty. Simply because God loved them. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible says this, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." My friend, God knew the prophet Jeremiah before he was ever conceived, and He knows you in that same way. Think about the Apostle Paul for a minute. I just finished writing a biography recently on the Apostle Paul. I do a biographical novel series where I write the characters of the Bible and stay true to Scripture, but I try to imagine some of the things that they went through and some of their early life. And I did that with the Apostle Paul. Growing up in Tarsus, growing up as becoming a Pharisee, becoming a persecutor of the church. And yet in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 15, Paul writes this. He says, "But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me." You see, Paul knew that even in spite of his rebellion against God, even through his religious zeal, God had set him apart and God had called him even from his mother's womb. Do you see the pattern here in Scripture? God chooses us not because of us, but in spite of us. Not because we're worthy, but because he is gracious. Now let's connect Ephesians 1:4 with Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. Look what this says in Romans. "Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in a newness of life." You see, friend, the Christian life doesn't begin with just trying harder. It doesn't begin with some self-improvement course. It begins with death and then resurrection. You see, when you gave your heart to Christ, you weren't just forgiven. No, you were united with him, becoming one with him. His death became your death. His burial became your burial. He died for your sins and my sins. And guess what? His resurrection became our resurrection. We now are raised from the death of sin and the old man and brought into a newness of life to walk with Christ. Let me give you a picture of this. I want you to imagine a couple, and they're preparing to adopt a little baby. That child may feel abandoned, forgotten, unwanted, maybe placed on a doorstep. But long before that child ever comes into the new home, the parents have already prepared a room. The crib is ready and the clothes are all laid out. The name is chosen. And in their heart, that child already belongs to them. Friend, that's what God did for you. Before you ever called on his name, he had already called yours. Before you ever reached out to him, he had already chosen you before the foundations of the world. Now, here's where many of us get stuck. We believe God saved us, but we secretly think we have to continually earn his favor every day. So what do? We try harder, we pray longer, we give more, maybe we serve more. And yet we still wonder, is it enough? Is God pleased with me? But listen, friend, Ephesians 1 says you were chosen before the foundations of the world. That means your identity doesn't begin with your performance. It begins with his purpose. You don't live for acceptance. You live from acceptance. There's a big difference. Let me repeat that. You don't live for acceptance. God has already accepted you into the beloved. You live from acceptance. That changes everything. Do you remember the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15? It's one of my favorite stories. The younger son squandered everything. He ran away and he ended up in the pig pen. And when he finally came home, what did the father do? I love what Luke's account of the story says. It says, while he was yet a long way off, the father saw him and ran to him. You see, the father, he didn't say, "Man, prove yourself. You got to show me you've changed and then I'll accept you." No, the father ran to him and he embraced him. He put a robe on his shoulders and a ring on his finger. He put sandals on his feet. Why? Because he was already a son. That's how God looks at you, my friend. You may feel like a prodigal. You may feel like you failed, like you don't belong. But the Father still says, "You are mine. You're chosen in Christ before time even began." And God says, "Welcome home." Let me ask you today, do you see yourself the way God sees you? Holy and blameless in Christ? Have you reckoned with the truth that your old life was buried with Him and that your new life has already begun? So many people think eternal life begins when we get to heaven. No, it began in Him before the foundations of the world. I have eternal life now. What shame from the past do you need to leave in the grave once and for all? Now, before we pray today, lean in with me for a minute. I want to show you something from the life of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, it says the Lord spoke to Abram, and He said, "Go from your country to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and you will be a blessing." Now listen, God didn't choose Abram after he became a spiritual giant. No, He chose him while he was still a moon-worshipping man from Ur. With no resume, no miracles, no chapters written yet, God's call created the story. Chosen before he could prove anything. Abram was called before he could claim anything. And he was blessed before he would ever bless anyone. And when Abram doubted in Genesis 15, you know what God did? He took him outside and He said, "Look up at the stars. Look up at the sky, Abram, and count the stars if you can indeed count them." And then God said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Wow. Sometimes God will pull you out of your tent of small thinking, and He'll say, "Look up." Why? Because your calling is bigger than your feelings. Your election is older than your emotions. Your adoption is older than your anxieties. My friend, Abraham stumbled. He tried to help God with Hagar, and he made mistakes. But the call of God, it didn't evaporate. Romans 11:29 says, "The gifts and callings of God are without repentance." You see, God does not issue recalls on His children. If He called you in Him before the foundations of the world, He'll keep you in Him as He forms Christ within you. Maybe you're listening to this today and maybe you're thinking, "Keith, man, I failed God. I've blown it. There was a time when God had plans for me and I had plans with God, but man, I've really blown it and my life has really gotten messed up." I want you to know something today, friend. God still has a plan for your life. Simon Peter, he blew it. He denied 3 times that he even knew Jesus. But what happened? Jesus came to him. In John 21, Jesus was cooking breakfast for a broken man, and He said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And then He said, "Feed my sheep." Friend, your call is older than your failure. Your grace is deeper than your grief. And the choosing is stronger than the shame. God knows your name today, friend, and He's got a plan for your life. Walk in grace.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God, not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.